Dawson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4 o'clock, October 16, 2023. And this is a meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Helgen Hoffert and alternate decision maker Tim Dawson, who is not present in the room with us, but is calling in virtually. Mr. Dawson, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Excellent. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Helgen Hoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
And Mr. Dawson?
None for me.
Okay, we have two things, I guess, on the agenda. So I move the commission approve the September 15, 2023 special commission meeting minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and then the next item, I move the commission to schedule and issue a notice of hearing in SCS Carbon Transport LLC, Midwest Carbon Express CO2 Pipeline Project, siting application case number PU-22-391.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I do want to just clarify a couple things that I think are probably obvious to those of us who work in this world of siting laws and rules and ordinances. First of all, I will say in advance, we do not have a location and date yet to set for this. And I'll get into that in a moment. But our executive director has the authority to schedule and issue a notice of hearing. That is something we do quite frequently. That's authority that has been delegated to him. And so when we have everything lined up, he will do that if we approve this motion. Part of the reason is that beyond the difficulties of getting our and staff's schedules to work out, as well as the applicant, in this case, we have multiple interveners, and all those schedules have to work out. And probably the biggest thing right now is rooms in this building are just impossible to schedule. Our hearing room is not big enough. I mean, it would be today, but for what normally are coming to these things, and we have to schedule in rooms that we expect would accommodate the numbers of people we expect. And so right now, with the upcoming special session of the legislature, as well as some remodeling that is being done in the building during the interim, we can't lock in any rooms right now. When it is scheduled and heard, this hearing will be for oral arguments from the applicant and the interveners over the applicability of local ordinances. And I just want to emphasize, when I say oral arguments, that does not mean like what we've had in our public hearings and frequently do and that we value, where the public comes and argues over the merits of the case orally. Oral arguments are the legal arguments for the applicant and the interveners to make. And so that is what we're going to ultimately do here. Before that hearing, those oral arguments is held, our administrative law judge will hold a pre-hearing conference regarding time allotments for oral arguments. And so again, that when that occurs, that will not be for public testimony.
Is there any further discussion?
I would just like to add one thing. Chair Christman, you did a great job summarizing why we're here today. I would just reference the North Dakota Century Court in which this, the oral arguments will take place, and that's North Dakota Century Code 49-22-16. So to reference that, especially number two, which will be taking place.
What section did you say?
I have 49-22-16.
No. I don't have it in front of me. I believe it's 49-22.1-13. This is about energy conversion facilities, and we're dealing with the pipeline.
By mistake. I highlighted the wrong one.
Mr. Pelham, is 49-22.113 the correct section?
I believe so. I'm looking it up right now, Commissioner.
I know it's 22.1.
It's 22.1 for sure. It's under chapter 49-22.1-13.
My mistake. I apologize.
Yeah. No problem.
But it would be similar to the oral arguments on the request to have protected information that was held in this very room a few months ago.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. I don't have any other further business. Commissioner Hagenhofer?
No.
Mr. Dawson?
Is there any reason to designate somebody to sign for me, or in this matter, should I just come back and sign?
It would be nice if, no, you do not need to, because a good chance our executive director will be issuing this, or if for some reason we choose, but the minutes need to be signed. Let me finish what I was saying before. I expect our executive director will ultimately do this. If for some reason that changes, that we want to sign it ourselves, I guess we can get in touch with you and figure that out. But could you authorize someone to sign the approval of the minutes for you?
I authorize Mr. Hsu.
Okay, thank you. With that being done, did you have anything else than that, Mr. Dawson?
Nothing else to add.
Okay, thank you. We are adjourned.